Hello everyone, you've tuned into the Simple Thoughts, Many Reflections podcast, the show that brings forth a few minutes of lighthearted and simple everyday thoughts and some reflections on those thoughts. And I am your host, Faisal Hasnain. Today's episode is about Bjorn Borg, an ex-tennis champion that I am a fan of. So, in my mind, famous sports stars can be thought of as being in one of three categories. At one end of the scale, in category one, are those stars that are also showmen and entertainers. These are the people who draw the crowds, and their imaginative and innovative plays are shown over and over again in replays and watched millions of times. These stars have a naturally exciting, attractive, attacking, and flamboyant style. And they will continue to take risks and go for their shots. And they will very rarely change that style. People who fall within this category include stars such as Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, Dennis Rodman, Pelé, Ronaldinho, and Florence Griffith Joyner, to name just a few. These are larger than life and sometimes mercurial athletes whose audiences never know what to expect, except they know that win or lose, they will certainly be entertained and perhaps they'll see a special moment or two. And these sportspersons certainly are all very special. Then the vast majority in category two are those stars that are basically all-rounders. They are very good at what they do and will play the game as it's meant to be played. They'll put in a good solid performance and be occasionally brilliant, but they lack the natural brilliance and showmanship of the entertainer category. These are your average sports stars who play the game according to the situation and change their styles to suit the circumstances. And they're the ones that make up the bulk of any team. Then there is the third category, the one that holds a special fascination for me personally. In this category are your slow, positional, strategic players that very rarely, if ever, take chances, and who will go on the offensive only when it's safe to do so. They are mostly defensive, not generally attractive to watch. They are in for the long haul and will try and grind down their opponents. They will try and avoid mistakes at all costs, and therefore their matches are not normally very entertaining. In boxing terms, this would be a slow defensive counterpuncher, and in football, this would be like the Nottingham Forest team of the 1980s that defended right from the start and scored most of their goals through the occasional breakaway counterattacks. It's not pretty to watch, but they got the results. Such teams and such players can even be sometimes boring to watch, especially these days when the attention span is becoming shorter and shorter and spectators want to see home runs, knockouts, razzmatazz and excitement. Now let's come to tennis. So in tennis, in that exciting first category would be players of the past such as Jimmy Connors, John McEnroe, Ilya Anastasi, Andre Agassi, and more recently Rafael Nadal, Gael Monfils and Nick Kyrgios. And apart from being excellent tennis players, these are entertainers who do spectacular things on court. They are exciting to watch and they pull in the crowds. But at the other end of the ladder, in category three, is the tennis star that I want to talk about today, and that is Bjorn Borg of Sweden. To be honest, I don't know much about the personal life of Bjorn Borg, and I only saw him playing tennis on TV in the mid-1970s and the early 80s. But from the start, I was fascinated by the way he played. Great strategic defensive tennis. He would just keep returning every ball, ball after ball, and it was so difficult to go past him. Some people found him too clinical, too methodical, almost machine-like, and yes, that is what it is if one only sees things at face value from one side. But what I saw was a great athlete, supremely fit with steely determination, consistency, and single-mindedness of purpose, a great temperament and the ability to stay cool, calm, and focused, especially when under pressure. During his matches, he never argued with the umpire or questioned line calls, and his facial expressions hardly ever changed, which can be quite frustrating for opponents. To me, his approach and style was fascinating. He was prepared for the long haul and ready to go the distance every match if need be. He would look for his opponent's weaknesses and try and exploit them bit by bit. He would stay back and play long rallies, waiting for his opponent to make a mistake by wearing him down. To do that in every point, in every game, and in every match means that you have to have great endurance, be supremely fit, and be mentally very tough. And that made for enthralling viewing. Even facing match point, his game plan would not change. He would still be trying to wear you down, which is quite amazing. He was, in my terms, a tennis artist, slowly dismantling his opponent with painstaking precision. And to him, winning was important, more important than the journey or playing to the gallery. His opponents knew what to expect, as his game plan and strategy was basically the same for each match. But because he was so good at what he did, it was very difficult to beat him. And in his not so attractive style, he won 11 Grand Slam titles at Wimbledon and at the French Open. Sadly, he never won the US Open, despite reaching 4 finals. His rivalry with John McEnroe is legendary, especially since McEnroe was quite his opposite in style and temperament. And their 1980 Wimbledon final is considered as one of the best Wimbledon finals ever played. In 2017, they made a movie about that rivalry and that final. The movie is called Borg vs. McEnroe. It's worth watching for any sports fan. They played against each other 14 times, contested 4 Grand Slam finals, and their head-to-head score was level at 7-all. Then in 1983, at the age of just 26, Borg shocked the tennis world when he announced his retirement from tennis. In fact, when Borg decided to retire, McEnroe did his best to try and stop him, as he felt that they both brought out the best in each other and that tennis needed that rivalry to continue for the good of the sport. McEnroe later said, "I always wished we had played more. I know he made me a better player, and I hope I made him better at some stage." And after his retirement, Borg effectively disappeared and lived his life quietly behind the scenes away from the public eye. He was inducted in the Tennis Hall of Fame in 1987. So that's all for today, folks. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you enjoyed the show. And if you did, then please subscribe to get access to previous episodes and to receive future episodes automatically. And if you can share this podcast with a friend, that would be great. As always, take care and have a wonderful day. This is Faisal signing out.